out. No touching, no tasting, no telling.
You lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. You lose, you get nothing. I said good day. You lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. You lose.
Charlie.
You lose.
Shall we roll on?
Wait a minute. Strike that reverse.
This way, please.
Wait a minute. Strike that reverse.
Shall we roll on?
Wait a minute. Strike that reverse.
So much time and so little to do.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Did you do something wrong?
He broke the rule.
We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong. Sign here.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole, you lose.
And you're a monster. And you're a monster. And you're a monster.
I said good day. Black and white, black and white, black, 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 black and white, black and white, black and white, black, 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 clear as crystal.
How could you do a thing like this?
Sorry, but all questions must be submitted in writing.
You're a sheep, monster.
Having fun?
Charlie.
You lose.
Charlie.
You what?
Charlie.
You lose.
The suspense is terrible.
He's going to
open the line.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. You get nothing. 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 You lose. You lose. You lose. Lose. I said good day.
Hey everybody, welcome to a new episode of Radio Redux. We're back in a minute with all the latest in idle chatter. For now, it's MC Micah, G, and DJ Sven with Holiday Rap. Yeah, just concentrate on the whole DJ Sven thing and just imagine it's him rapping. Miracles become at least 64% funny. There will be no delay, so you better run to see him in your neighborhood. He's rapping, rocking all the way to Hollywood. Hey, check it out, these are the words we say. Yo, scream with us, we need a holiday. We're gonna ring a rang-a-dong for the holiday. Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say. We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday. Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say. We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday. Mike and Jing and Sven, we're here to stay. We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday. Hey, check out the new style we just played. We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam. Right. We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam. Right. I want a holiday. I've screamed a lot. The only thing is cool. The only thing I've got. That's where Sparrow stole me. I better don't. Cause when hanging on the street, in the street, get show. Ain't about rocks. What happened to you? I told him it's my life, and I know what I'm doing. I saw it at school. But I never stay. Give me 7 weeks again, I need my holiday. Well, this is my partner with the number one jam. Famous in the Boogie Bronx and Amsterdam. He's the fastest rapper, yo, the name is Micah G. His rap is stronger than the soccer MC. Well, let me show you what my man can do. Rapping, rocking, popping, and the boogaloo too. But anyway, no more delay. Just listen to the beatbox he will play. Wait, you like the mic and G, so I use my voice. As soon as the body comes, it's the big Rolls Royce. That's right, my name is Mike and G. I use the holiday with the F-I-C. On the suite was a party bigger than Hollywood. I grew up in this world, started in the neighborhood. We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday. Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say. We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday. Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say. We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday. Mike and G and Sweat, we're here to stay. We're gonna ring rang-a-dong for a holiday. Hey, check out the new style we just played. We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam. Right. We are going on a summer holiday. If you want to go, you'll swim. We go into London and New York City, and we take a little piece of Amsterdam. Do 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 do.
It's a thing most rappers do. Yo, I can write my own shit too. I can understand things most rappers say, because rapping is my thing and I do it every day. I'm the number one rapper, yo, my name is Sven. I can rap more raps than a Superman can. So I'm the guy on your radio, also rocking to the rhythm in stereo.
And you don't stop, for that body rock. You won't stop, for that body rock. Yo, spell my name right, I'm Micah G. M-I-K-E-R and D-U-C. Yo, M is microphone and G is genius. Micah D in the house, that's serious. And you know that, and you show that. It's time, Sven, so let's go back.
We are going on a summer holiday. Do-do-do-do-do. We go into London and New York City. Do-do-do-do-do-do. We are going on a summer holiday. Do-do-do-do-do. We go into London and New York City.
I'll save you from Larry's one and only remix. Pro C remix. The guy's like the second in command, he's only done one remix. Now, this is the joke one though, this is from, I guess, from Recapitated. And I really, honest to God, don't know why, it still insists on playing this. I've removed them from the list. And he's like, no. No, that is foolish. It just won't go. Never. You will never get away from it. Etc. Oh, Jesus. Eh?
What?
Oh, this has gone crazy. Fine, that'll do. It's just chosen. It randomly decided it's going to play something else. I don't care. Welcome to Radio Redux, where every day is a professional day. I'm your host, Dr. NGK. How do you do? I'm very well. Thanks for asking. on my immediate left.
Blake Draco here. How is everyone?
We won't wait for an answer.
Nah.
But Radio Sega, Radio Sega would answer because they're nice and polite and they say hello. Yeah. They say hello to people, which includes now directly behind me and Mr. Draco, yawning and still in their pajamas. Oh.
So what? 7:30 p.m. here.
Crikey, you'll have to change out of those into your pajamas soon.
Why would I do that? Yeah, why not?
We'll leave that one. We'll leave that one hanging. Is Echo Hawk? Say hello, Echo.
And now
she's gone.
She's going.
She's
back in 2 minutes.
She's back in 2 minutes.
That's
start the clock. A minute. Wow, she's. Yes, it's all three of us.
Oh.
Yeah. Auto DJ fail. Auto DJ has never been successful ever in the history of everything. And again, we've got people in Radio Sega saying hello and being polite and nice and being welcoming as opposed to SSR, which is constantly talking about my ranch and stuff. Oh no, there's JJ. Oh no, here we go. Everyone is now. There we go. Because they don't. Because they're feeling bad. So that's the only reason they're doing it. Is because Radio Sega made them look bad. Just for that, we'll go through the chat rooms. We'll just do Radio Sega. We might do SSR later. I'm not sure. On the Radio Sega, we have SJ Pipeline. I thought, what's happened to SSF? SSF has just been a divorce or something. SJ has divorced SSF. But SJ got the pipeline symbol as part of the settlement. Sir D'Artagnan is having some dinner. In an attempt to get on the list, T-Bird is literally just trying. She was literally just trying. And is now being greeted by lots of people saying hello. Dr. T-Bird.
Stop showing up.
Oh, just kicking off. What's up?
No, I'm
just. Everyone's joining now. Spin has joined. Shadid, who's. What?
Loves cheese.
Netherlands cheesecake love.
Seems like.
Yeah, that's kind of. Yeah, that's rather worrying. As Resident SD has just said, we don't deliberately show up the TSS crew, it's just an unexpected byproduct. That's awesome. So, people have some very odd additions to their names. Rally 1179 has already given me, asked a request of me. We've got Rad Miles Prower, Inc. Gerbil Bay has a sore backside. And Empires has mysteriously just left. Echo Hawk.
What?
She's lovely. No, that's your name.
What?
Next in the list is you. Oh. Epic fail.
You're not an epic fail. You're a fail at walking.
Although surely if he's walking fast, if he's tripping over every 5 6, every 5 minutes. Cupboard the best, as my ear gets flicked. Hello. You clearly don't belong in the Radio Sega chat with that kind of rudeness. Captain Cat Chaser. Yeah, I'm guessing Captain Crowd Chaser has mislaid their cat. It's the only thing I can imagine. Let us know. Then we've got Blitz Chris, who is awesome. Because he's Blitz Chris. He's Australian. Then we've got Archange UK TM, with his massive wrench. He's too powerful for you, my boy. And girl. And anyone else.
Who's that TM?
That's TM. Patent applied for.
I was about to say, because it was TH.
Then we've got, Underscore Spondy. And Resident SD, bringing the awesome in standard definition. Resident is also in HD where available. And then we've got Forever Sonic, who is eating, but presumably not Sir D'Artagnan. But presumably not Sir D'Artagnan's dinner. talk about Mr. T is now known as Dr. T. No, T-Bird is going to be a doctor.
Not quite yet,
he's going to be a doctor. A very successful doctor. In fact, we were talking about this the other day, weren't we?
No, T-Bird's just the apple of our eye.
We were talking about how T-Bird had a fantastic future in front of him in all sincerity. Captain Catchaser wants their Radio Sega branded kitten. You can't brand kittens! That's horrible! No wonder your cats run away! You want to brand. If you go around going, "We're pretty nice, but I've branded my cat." Goodness me. What's going on here in the rude zone?
everyone's coming
over to the Radio Sega chat because that's where the cool kids hang out. Yeah. Let's see what we got in. I'll go through the radio. This looks like radio people. We have Voluptuous Spy.
Get on with it, there's 50 of them.
Nice. I'm never wondering what the Voluptuous Spy. It's just very. It's Rouge. It's Rouge under a code name. Turbo. Trekkie. Tall Guy 91. And their cupcakes. T-Bird. Swiss. Just Swiss. If Swiss, laid down the floor and then rolled in a very really weird way, would that be a chaos Swiss roll? Strong Bad, Spin, Sonic AD, Sir D'Artagnan's having dinner here as well. Two dinners, you greedy sod. What? Okay.
I wasn't saying that,
but hey, whatever.
Just throw it out there.
Throw it out there, yeah. Silver Sonic, Shadza! Shadza! I'm used to see Shadza, actually, aren't I? Mm. Which is probably what I just left, I think. And we got, Shadid as well, ShowFox04. Was this that Blake of what?
Huh?
I'm trying to get the. There we go. That bloke going the spy, he says. Shane still loves cheesecakes. Ringtail Fox, Resident SD's here as well. Minus an ampersand, though. Project Phoenix is on WoW. Mini T is here. Everyone salute Mini T for his magnificence. I think Mini T's. So I hear. It's what the girls are all saying. Miles Prower, Ella Staff, Lapras, KQW313i8 Sonic, Jay Zeech, The Iceman is in the house, Hogfather Gilda, Forever Sonic, Eridani, Echo Hawk's here as well, Demichael, Cover the Bears, someone just left. I was about to get to them, so that's your hard cheese. Spondy, the Deager, MK Blitz Chris, Rory and Chambot. The mighty Roars is in here. With his tiger like roars. Indeed. Neat says I should make an MP3. Should that be an MPT? And Ram the Dragon wants to be in the list. So she can be in the list. So when the revolution happens, she will be first up against the wall. And shot Blake. Don't get so annoyed. Okay. As opposed to anything else. That's your job. Mm. Talk about like what the hell is going on. If you don't know by now, isn't the Radio Redux where everything is crazy?
Crazy. Nothing is on.
Luckily, what's on?
This show.
Luckily,
what happened yesterday?
Oh yeah, yesterday was fun. Yesterday was fun. We had I had a piece of malware come up and install itself, and it was one of these, you know. Ooh, look. Oh, look, you have stuff on your computer. I can run this search and it will disappear. And I was like, no, you're a piece of malware pretending to be that. So I will remove you from my computer. And my computer's like, ah, awesome. Now restart. Okay, awesome. Seems fair. Log on. Black screen and a cursor and absolutely nothing else. Ah. This is a problem. So yeah, black screen of death and about 4 hours of pain and worry and misery.
What's happening?
What's happening what?
Something like that can happen.
Lag, huh?
Probably, I don't know what's happening.
Oh no, because, I don't know what's going on. We'll see what happens. To the stallions of the east. Ram says OU. Which, is two of the fouls. But its message of racial harmony is a one. I really wish this wouldn't just track every single flaming thing. There we go. If Sam could just, you know, specify, allow us to specify certain tracks. Yeah, it's like auto DJ. What folder do you want to auto DJ? This one. That's it. Well, this selects a track for auto DJ for backup.
No,
but no, that would be far too good. But yeah, so doing a black screen for ages and off some nice work from Blake Draco. Savior again. He's a fine, upstanding gentleman.
What, you mean that time when you were pacing up and down going tech support isn't going to be open on a Sunday and then it pops up and it's fine?
I was going to get to that part of the story because that's kind of the end of the story.
No.
Yeah. I barely got to the middle of the story.
You take too long.
You spoil
your
it.
Stories. There's got to be something awesome related that you want to talk
she
about.
She always looks for the book last page of a book. That's all she does.
It's an American thing.
It's the last very book. She's actually got a book made up of last pages of books.
You'd be surprised how much time it saves. I mean, the whole Voldemort dying.
Spoiler.
Oh, if you haven't done it by now, you're a crackhead.
If you haven't done Voldemort, is this some sort of new It's some sort of new slang. New drug slang.
National talk.
Do you fancy a bit of Voldemort? All you have to do is get a wand and a spoon, and you have to.
You crack the wrong nose.
That's what you do. Yeah. You warm a snitch over a lighter for a while. and then you slip it into some butter beer. And you freeze that, and afterwards you then it's a very complicated process involving you know a vein and a hippogriff and a copious amount of paraffin. It's not very nice.
I can tell.
But yes, but we're here because ultimately, actually, nothing's really happened this week. The reason we had the holiday track was because I had a week off, with the exception of Monday. I had a week off, whereupon misery and woe seemed to follow me over the course of the week. And there was a lot more wondrous things. Basically, someone sort of keeps following me around, and then when I'm not thinking, it kicks me in the arse.
So this is like a haunting ghost.
It's a haunting ghost.
Poltergeist.
SOS. It's like this spectre hovering over me.
It's not a spectre so much as an ominous existence.
It's like this ominous airship which just happens to be the Hindenburg. It's hovering over my head with a neon sign on the side going,
Hi.
They shoot community managers, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Who says that?
That's the Hindenburg. It's on the sign somewhere.
They shoot community Gee, pups, why have you got to shoot AUK? Well, I'm afraid so, son. He's passed it out. He's gone rabid and crazed over the years. Better take him round the back of the bar and shoot his head off. Put him out of his misery. But, pups, who's going to do SOS 2012? Fuck if I know, son, but it's not going to be me. Go.
What was that thing she said yesterday? So that you'll bring SOS on to? I was like, no.
What?
Like, what are you thinking in SOS? I was
like, what?
Oh yeah, that was it. I was showing Blake how to do something, and Echo asked, "What are you teaching to do SOS?" To which I replied yes, and then informed Blake that he was doing SOS on his own. He was organising it all on his own from now on. So lots of things happened. I announced I wasn't going to be doing SOS after 2011's SOS and the 20th anniversary one. There are many reasons for this, but I'm not going to go into those now. And Echo has gone off in disgust. Or at least in her pyjamas. Which could possibly be discussed. I don't know. Whatever. What?
Don't touch that chocolate.
Chocolate's not for you.
Yeah, but your flavors apparently has the effect of chocolate. I'm perplexed.
You're perplexed? It's the Lynx perplexed.
The Lynx is okay with it, really.
Yeah, it's an old one called Dark Temptation or something.
Yeah. Something like that.
Well, it's supposed to be the whole woo and then attract the lady for the strange pheromones and smells and what have you.
Bow chicka wow wow, etc.
You know, those pieces of ass, etc.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have chocolatey scent.
Right.
Dear Lynx, your product sucks, doesn't work.
You haven't put it on, have you?
No.
Alright, thanks. How can you blame Lynx? What the hell is wrong
with you? I can blame Lynx.
You can blame a lot of people, but that doesn't make it right.
Or Axe, if you're in America. Axe. That's what it's called in America. It's just Axe. The Axe effect.
Which would hurt, really.
Which, yeah, the axe.
Oh, yeah,
effect.
Throwing a lynx at people is that much more sophisticated.
Yeah.
At least you have a fighting chance.
A lynx cat. A lynx cat. Mm.
Why don't you put lynx on a lynx?
Highly flammable cats.
No, actually, what happens is that they physically repel each other. I was like, well. If you get like one lynx charge, another lynx charge, what would happen is the lynx cat would just magically just sort of fly away.
like
50
cat.
Miles an hour. Of course, the other thing would be just that the entire population would just like quadruple overnight of lynx. Yeah, but whatever. So yeah, we had that. Tuesday was fun. We won't go into that. Wednesday, was it Wednesday we went out for our meal?
Yes, Wednesday.
Wednesday we went out for a meal with the Knights guys. We had an absolute kick-ass awesome.
We would have stayed later.
Raw says, haha, but AK, knowing why you're quitting is the reason I tuned in. Perhaps I should quit every week. Increase my view. I like to announce that I'm quitting Radio Sega and Sega Slick Radio for a period of. Tune in next week to find out the reason. Yeah, I'm gonna it's a couple of weeks on that. I'm pretty happy with it. Might upset a few people, but. It's one of those things. Oh well. Jedi's now talking about cupcakes. So you're cheating on your cheesecake lover then? Is a wicked mistress. Actually, the track we got in the background at the moment is the work in progress version of Dreams and Absolution, I do believe, which actually went up on Sonic Rex yesterday, along with about 7 other albums worth of stuff. Absolute Absolution Lost Tracks album, which apparently I've been teasing. Literally, I'm going to be doing this for about 3 years. It's finally gone up on Rex. Craziness. So you can get the Working Progress version of that, and His World, and the K-Club version of His World, of Dreams and Absolution, rather, and then the short version of His World as well. And then both of the Akon tracks, because nothing says quality product like Akon going, woo-wee! Like some sort of demented kookaburra. Yeah. Next time you see Akon, I think, just go up to him and go, "You're a freaking demented kookaburra. Idiot." And then just walk off. See how confused he gets. Start a chant at one of his gigs. Kookaburra. Kookaburra. Ooh, spiking. People complaining now they're deaf. Yeah, so we went out for a really nice Chinese meal with the guys, got to hang out with Trippy and Digi. It was the two dudes, the two girls, and Blake.
Yeah.
Blake has his own category. Fifth wheel, as he was saying, which is utterly wrong because he was enjoying himself immensely.
No, I think it was the third wheel of a really, really weird bicycle.
It was the third wheel of a bicycle. Yeah, to which I said to you, I believe, just think of the goodies with their three-person bike. But then Blake looks to be confused because I think goodies are even before his time. I will have to teach you the ways of the goodies. It does surprise me that as somebody who's such an aficionado of old comedies that you...
It's like the main joy.
You have much to learn in the ways of old BBC comedies. I will teach you, my young Padawan. But yeah, so we went out, had a very nice sort of buffet Chinese meal. I was feeling like crap, so I didn't have as much as I would have done. In fact, everyone just sort of had like one plate, which kind of defeats the purpose of the all-you-can-eat buffet. But
I got the drinks for a bit.
Yeah. Would you pay £1.80 for a can of Coke that was warm? Well, we certainly wouldn't again. But Digi and Trippy had their Tiger beer, so they were happy. And we talked about many things. Things of today and things of tomorrow. You'll have to see and wait to find out what the things of tomorrow are, mainly because being tomorrow, it's in the future. They need to come around for an evening and not get pissed.
Oh, they gotta get pissed.
You
gotta
give
another pitch.
Oh, God.
That would be weird, I'd be
doing. Well, no, I'll probably be safer as well. I'll have to go to work in the morning. Sob.
Do it on a weekend.
Sob. Yeah, but they need to come out. Well, no, don't we need to have some sort of housewarming anyway, don't we? Like, we'll,
yep.
We
need
to have that.
Yep.
when I could afford it.
No, they have to bring the stuff. We just supply the house.
Can they supply the barbecue as well, then? We've got one alone. Get us a buck. Hey Dad. Hey father-in-law. Can I get a barbecue, please? LOL. Can I get... I can has barbecue. I'll invite you.
No, because then my parents could order it from Argos and send it to
Argos. Argus. Argus is cooked via a barbecue. they haven't technically given us a housewarming gift, no. Although saying that, they did give us a gift for succeeding with SOS. So perhaps we can buy a barbecue of that. But then we have to see about inviting people, you see. I'm not sure who would we invite. I think I was actually looking up barbecues on. Let's see. Sherry Fox asks, where do you eat? There's a buffet place in Chinatown in London. Right on the corner, a really nice one. So, who are we going to invite then? That's not a million billion miles away. That figure does cover everyone in this on the planet, and several solar systems afterwards, I think. ET materializes, offers up a bunch of sausages. Cat Cloud Chaser says, "Invite me, I'm lonely." Aww. Seems like wants a link to the translation album. You buy that. Yar har fiddle dee dee, being a pirate is alright with me. This is so long as you don't pirate bend me. We are a pirate. No, we don't subscribe to the whole get offering up things like that for download, especially when they're the person concerned is our friend. Lol. There was much molding over this side. JJ wants to invade our house and sleep on our floor. Crikey, you've got. What? It's not that lonely.
Why don't sleep on the floor? And...
No, he doesn't sleep
not anymore.
Okay, how come some of the links in the Music Archives pages aren't available? Probably they've not been converted. They've not been converted over yet. I'm guessing. There's a couple that don't work on there. We'll have to fix those. Shadid saying free booze on Radio Sega all on me. So everyone come over to the Radio Sega chat and Ray wants a Dr. Pepper. You can go get him a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
they got Dr. Pepper in the house. The Hulk Hogan will bring Wall's Viennetta ice cream to AEK's barbecue. That sounds good. We need to figure out who to invite to this barbecue and when to have this barbecue.
Preferably after we get a barbecue.
Yeah, probably. It'll be raining like crazy, so... But if also we're going to bring pizza. Some barbecue and pizza. What are you talking about, you fool? Barbecue and pizza! Yeah, our barbecue consists of putting in a really large bowl of Domino's. Barbecue! We should maybe have a serious think then about this barbecue then. Mm-hmm. Tall guy's gonna bring the booze to the barbecues. Tall guy, where do you live? Just message me. I'm curious as to where Tall guy lives. Meteor says, frankly, I'd rather have an orange.
A whole orange?
Oh, well, no, an orange, that's a bad sign. Bad sign. Meaty, I think your brother's gonna gun you down. In a mafia hit. Shadow Fox says you've never had a barbecued pizza. No. I don't think anyone else has either. Maybe because you don't barbecue a pizza. Oh, cool. I know where that is, tall guy. I know where that is. Yeah, we'll have to sell this. Anyway, so there is some music. We haven't really had some music yet. We've been chatting for years.
That's technically
years.
What we do on the
three person shows.
We just chat.
And it'll fail. We don't talk about anything. I mean, we only got to Wednesday and then we didn't say anything else.
Although I'm
now really hungry for some more Chinese, so that hasn't really worked out well.
You brought me away from my Chinese schedule. We used to have Chinese every Saturday.
Yeah, but I have to pay for the Chinese, so...
Damn.
There's three of us now.
Until
that... Until...
I'm not used to speaking to white people.
Yes, but the big difference is that it's me paying for it. Until such times as you two start earning a crust.
I wish I could.
My bank account hates yours. It hates you and singers. That's what it hates. And Summer of Sonic. It hates Summer of Sonic. We're gonna have whatever's coming up next according to Auto DJ. This could be bad. So, We will see. We'll see what he comes up with, okay? Afterwards, we'll tell you what happened Thursday, because Thursday is day after Wednesday. And technically, that should make sense.
We need to start creating some
Auto DJ games. Auto DJ. Guess what the Auto DJ is going to say? Hey, the Auto DJ. Anyway. You're listening to Radio Redux, where the sun always shines in your mind.
Welcome to the Sonic VIP Experience.
Radio Redux.
Okay.
said it, guys. If you love the Sonic Hotel, the Alton Towers line so much, if you want, I could play you a random sound clip from the Alton Towers experience, because I've kind of got them all. So, if you would like a random sound... apparently, yeah. If you would like that, let us know. My lovely wave files. His tornado defense versus barrel from Unleash while I fix it. Rawr! Okay. I think we might be able to see this now, or hear it rather. So, let's see if this works, interrupting judgment. And we'll see.
Ride my roller coaster, Sonic Spinball, and spend a VIP experience in the Sonic Suite only at Alton Towers Resort.
There we go. Yeah. Right. And now everyone goes crazy because, like, ah!
Yeah, we're still
going
to get you to play
there. Right, yeah, I know. I must admit, we were quite lolling at Ride My Roller Coaster. Right, yeah, Rick Flair, right, Space Mountain! Woo! Ride My Roller Coaster. Oh, yeah.
We're gonna spin all night long.
Actually, that is one of them, isn't it? There's one line to spin all night long. We're gonna spin all night long. I will treat you to another one for good measure. I'm trying to remember. I think this is when the ride shuts down. Hang on a minute. Oops, fade.
Hey guys, we've just had to stop spinning for a moment. A member of staff will be with you real soon. In the meantime, please keep your arms and legs inside the car. Once again, a member of staff will soon be with you. Keep your arms and legs inside the car. Thanks, guys.
It's almost as if they expect the breakdown. Lol.
It's always reassuring that Sonic doesn't keep your stuff.
Where are these clips from? From a magic place. Yeah, that's where they're from. That's all. I'm gonna go check out AUK's consoles. I didn't realize I released a console. Yes, I released the Dreamcast too. Didn't you know? Well. Okay, we've got an interesting track for the last. The last track is going to be interesting because it's going to be the Digi Rap from Digimon the Movie, because Ray 1179 asked for it. Oh,
yeah. I think we're going to say it's all about
Thursday. Okay. Well, Thursday we went out to check out the museum.
No, we missed that because someone was...
Oh yeah, but well, no, everyone was feeling a bit rubbish after Wednesday, so we sort of gave up on Thursday. But Friday we went out to the Natural History Museum in London. Where, you know, it was so hot.
There was no aircon,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, it was very disappointing. This free museum. You know, it was hot. There was no aircon in this very old building.
Yeah.
You know, they should have done that. There was lots and lots of people. We had to queue up to see the dinosaurs. They should have put on more dinosaurs so people could have seen the dinosaurs quicker and got to their turn of, you know, seeing dinosaurs. People were all taking multiple turns with the dinosaurs.
I mean,
you know,
what's up with that?
You know, not only were they seeing the Cretaceous period, but they were seeing the Jurassic period as well. And frankly, that's just not on. You know, it's how is that fair? How is that fair for those of us who want to see the Triassic? You know, it's not right. Yeah,
there was water around. Either.
There was no water. There was no refreshments.
No refreshments.
You know, went up to a Triceratops. You know, stuck a cup under its mouth. Not nothing. If it was a good organisation, it would have, you know, given me some Sprite or something like that. A nice cup. Of course, all the dinosaurs were sold out after only 10 minutes. Yeah, I know. There were people who got there before me. The people who got there before me and bought stuff. And frankly, the stuff I wanted should have been there when I got there.
I felt slightly bored as well.
I was very bored. Isn't that about you guys? Were you guys really bored?
I know.
Really bored by the whole thing, you know. And I've got to say, you know, the people there, they were very unentertaining. It was very unentertaining. All the information people, I frankly expected a much better level of entertainment than what I got. It was very bad. There was no rare artifacts for sale. I couldn't purchase any of the artifacts that runs on the show.
The organisation was a mess. You had a hippo next to a deer.
Yeah, actually that is true. SummerSonic 2011 to have dinosaurs confirmed. I have a copy of Dinosaur King. on the DS. It was very bad. There was no rare Japanese dinosaurs, and all the merchandise was. It was really bad. If I paid nothing to enter that museum. I spent nothing while I was there, and I came out. We came out after two hours, and I've never been so bored in my life. I raced towards that door after 2 hours. Mm. It was very, yeah.
Not that
one. No, not at all. In fact, I'm going to go and write a blog on it. I'm going to call out the owners and the person in charge of the Natural History Museum, because I'm a man with big balls and I can do that. Yeah. I know, it was terrible. The band didn't appear till the end. But in all seriousness, there wasn't like the mammal section. There was a hippo next to a deer. And it looked really weird.
There is
one live creature in the entirety of the Natural History Museum. That's really sick. This is one fish. It's on its own. Poor thing. Surrounded by fake things and dead things. It's the only thing that's real.
And it has people attacking it
all the time, yeah. It was really bad. Anyway, yeah, loads of fun. So we're going to go to the one of the other museums as well. After
the
that,
the science museum,
which is also free, and I suspect would be very, very boring. But we came out of the tube entrance and we got to the actual entrance of the science museum, and we were like, wait, there's nobody here. And then we just like went inside the doorway and then turned around the corner, and it was like a queue the size of, they must have been holding some sort of convention in there. That's how big the queue was. A science convention, a convention on science. That's what they did. Makes sense to me. But so we couldn't go in there, so we just went to the one museum in the end. But I think it was museum out at that point. What? What was that? That fish is probably seeing it. I'm so roamery. Do fish have speech impediments then? I'm not able to.
To be honest, I thought that said Rooney.
Yeah, I'm so Rooney. Probably still thinks it's a nice 97 season. Spin says Scooby-Doo is a fish. Alright, let's all go. I'm your Roy. Well, that was the Joker, deal with it. Actually, I did kind of freak out. I freaked out Digi. It was late at night, and I kind of freaked out Digi by doing the Joker voice. And he was sort of slowly backing away in the end, which is pretty good considering he was sitting down on the seat. Mm-hmm. And now we're back. I'm back to work tomorrow. Yay! Because there's nothing I need to go back to work. Nothing I need more than to go back to work. Yes. Anyway, we'll answer your questions if you PM them to us. That's what we'll say. So if you have any questions, stick a PM. Do you want to act as PM question person? Okay, Echo Hawk will receive questions. Don't send them to me. Don't send them to Archangel K. Send them to Echo Hawk. JJ fails! No, JJ says, do you love me? Do you love me? What? What? Oh, hello, hang on. We've got a Radio Redux in thing, an advertisement, and it is Jun Sunui, apparently. I don't know, this is the one. Damn you, Auto DJ! Damn you! Is the Auto DJ related to the DJ? Have to ask. But send your questions. JJ says, "Do you love me?" It doesn't matter, I'm English and you're Scottish, so if I did love you, you wouldn't want it because I'm English. Send your questions to Echo Hawk, who will then roll her eyes and tell us all of them after this piece of music. We'll hear the rest of it, why not? Which is a baseball anthem for Fight the Fight. From the best Jun Sunui. Be back soon. miss us? I'm guessing not. I timed that quite well, actually. I managed to grab a drink to ease my aching throat. How's your week been, Blake?
Not bad. Just got Dragon's Den done today.
Yeah, you got Dragon's Den done.
Yep. With a special guest, Tall Guy.
Tall Guy was on. Yep. Talking about cupcakes and things.
Yeah.
Technically.
You have to listen in.
You have to listen to find out. When can we expect that?
It depends when you're up to knowing it.
It depends when you give it to me, I guess.
Depends when Sophia does the notes, I guess.
Yes. It depends on many things. It was 6 rams. It was a lot of RAM.
Yeah.
It was all RAM. All on her shoulders. Yeah. What? That means she's not listening. You're doing your job properly. Fired. That's for counting to the sun. There's. Okay, so, whoa. Are you trying to do a nice Sonic impression there? Whoa! Oh, wait. We got a grouchy smiley. Just kind of. Isn't it kind of. Yeah, I am. Jeez! He's an upset person now. Oh! Ooh, that's one ugly smiley.
Man.
Look at that smiley. Would you say she's mad or not?
That's just a generic
thing. Oh. She says screw us, but she loves us. You've made Blakey upset now. Yeah, you've made Blake sad. He's got a puppy dog look on. His lips quivering. His nose is quivering as well, that's quite impressive. Oh, he's meowing now. Oh, God. She hates us, apparently. Which is unfortunate, because we love her. She's lovely. We're sorting out something really nice for her as well. Oh well. Someone... Echo, that thing, that stuff in the fridge, you can open it now.
Really?
Yeah. The person concerned doesn't want it. Alright. Hello to everyone, including Fast Feet, who has just joined. Fast Feet has a post-Summer of Sonic show. We're talking about Summer of Sonic. I really wish we weren't, actually. But we have a Summer of Sonic, post-Summer of Sonic show, courtesy of Fast Feet, at 9 o'clock, if you either tune into or stay listening to a Radio Sega. But yes, do we have... questions, Echo Hawk.
Yes, we do.
Okay, can you mosey over this way with the laptop so they can hear?
I can yell your general direction. Captain Cloud, who is currently playing Oblivion, has a question. Have you seen
Waggy? Well, don't tell me you've lost something as well. From Sarah or something. Would you like to know how many crabs survived? 3. Out of 10. Hermit crabs. And one of those in the glass case. We'll see. Grubby mitted. I'm not going to bother with anything like this again. You know, the chance to potentially, you know, earn some awesome merch. Okay, somebody complained about the balloon that one of the things you won was Let's Tap. From Wentos, when the game goes out, it's like, well, the link is very, very tenuous. It's like, well, you won a game. Hello. Chances are people also still crush 40 notes. I'm just, yeah, you. That's lame. I'll cough up as those people on film. Can you please put some put some stills up? You know, just point them out. That's pathetic. Found seven or eight of them. That's because there were only eight of them by the end of the day. And
well, that's not in there.
Find 10 hermit crabs. I'm going to talk to you about it. And then it was like, wow. Find 10 hermit crabs. Yeah, keep the hermit crab as well, apparently.
It costs a lot.
Tune into the last Dragon's Den, which is going to be coming up later this week. Anyway, people these days. Froggy ate them, says Kay. Well, that's why you can't find Froggy, because the surviving three cut him open from the inside. Froggy is dead. Froggy is dead. Run over. I don't know. What's the next question, Echo?
One other question we have from Ray1179.
How long does it take to backtrack a song?
Backtrack
a song?
Yeah.
Backtrack a song. I don't know. Backtrack a song. Well, it depends how good a detective you have on the case, I guess. But it could lead it to find its trail back to the scene of the crime. And then enough evidence to commit that song to, you know, appearing on X Factor. Or American Idol. But Froggy's dead, that's confirmed. I wonder if the novelty of novelties, if there's any questions on Eon.
Apparently it has to be a mix.
Backtrack a mix. Well, we don't backtrack. We don't do that, so... I'm confused as well. I don't make the music. Not yet. Hello, we've actually got some questions. Speeds Turbo says... Ooh. Is that right? Yeah. If Sega was forced to make a game starring vanilla, what would it be about? My guess is that it would have to force Blaze drink as much tea as possible. And will there be another Sonic game of the Chao Gun? I'd like to see Chao Gun make a comeback. I really would. Whether or not we'll see one, I don't know. The closest thing to it was in Journey of Dreams, Knight's Journey of Dreams, when you got the My Dream system with their A-Life cousins, the Nightopians. That's about the closest you're going to get, I think, for a little while. I have mentioned to people in feedback that people would probably like to see a Chao Gun return. It has been a while. Mm-hmm. As for the vanilla game, any ideas, guys?
I have no clue. Which game?
Vanilla.
Yeah.
Vanilla the Rabbit.
Yeah. What would the game starring vanilla entail?
On top of the thing. Holy crap. That scared me.
What? Oh, jeez.
While the hermit, while the surviving hermit crab has magically made his way to the very top of the big Sonic Unleashed canvas and is currently looking down on both of us.
Well, that would explain its survival then,
but you just get it. Can't
staring glaringly at the window of the fucking room. It would probably be something like the Cooking Mama.
A Cooking Mama clone.
Yeah, kind of like
Cooking Vanilla.
Cooking with Vanilla. That would make...
First of all, slice off her head.
Oh.
And gut her.
Between the eggs.
Yeah. For some reason, JJ's just quoting Sonic shorts over and over. But it doesn't matter. Now, what happens? Okay, so that answers that question. AK, this is from Teleco. Should Disney Interactive and Square Enix make a final mix of Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep like the other games in the series?
No.
Echo says no.
There's enough of those stupid two games, I hate
them. I think you expect me to comment positively in on a game franchise, 50% of which involves Final Fantasy. So, no. Echo, what do you think about the 3DS?
I think that already came out.
Citizens of Robotropolis.
Except what you did was you stuck the monitor on top of your
GameCube. The great Robotnik will be married to Queen Alina herself. And because I am a kind, generous, and caring
tyrant,
well, it was a GameCube. Essentially, that's what you're getting, except you're getting it in handheld version. The only difference is, 6 years ago, whenever it came out, well, maybe but it's still GameCube-type graphics. It's just in a smaller...
To everyone, this is Ocarina of Time 3D, good idea or awesome source idea?
As I said before, I don't really care.
Yeah, care. I don't think it's going to be a good idea.
What?
Ocarina of Time 3D.
What's in 3D? What's to do?
No, on the 3DS.
I don't see why
they're considering porting. Well, they're actually working on it.
Well, they did that for... I mean, they had it for the N64, and then they brought it on with the bonus disc to... What was the name? Wind Waker. So they've already got it translated to 3D. They just have to put it on the console and shrink it all the way down so that it fits, basically. It wouldn't be a bad thing. It's just you're milking the same cow, baby. That's all it is. It's just money in the hole.
Surely it'd be money in the Lord Ranch if it's more creative time. Never mind, someone will get that. When you do, let us know. Dark Gun says, perhaps under the same tone as the Kingdom Hearts series, what do you think would be a good crossover with the Sonic universe, the game universe to be specific? You mean apart from Mario? Spark of the universe. It's sort of quite similar. That'd be a good mix. Otherwise, I can't really think of anything.
You can't really have two extremes, can you?
No. Sonic versus Tekken. Capcom. Do you remember, like a couple of years back, we were getting to E3, and everyone was going about, oh, Capcom versus Sega, it's gonna happen. Because everyone knew, and it was all confirmed, and everything was, and people playing this, thing, and that, and. Seriously, sometimes rumours are just rumours. Because I tell you, I've really been playing it. We all have for the past 6 months, haven't we? No.
because it was a rumor. Somebody made up. Oh, no. So, I think Sparks is the only thing serious we can think of.
Yeah.
Resident Evil. TF2, something. Well, they've already done that.
Somebody's already done that.
Marcus Garcon says, what kind of bribery or coercion would it take to get the three of you to sing in Rex Factor as a trio?
A lot of bribes.
A lot of bribes.
A good bribe would do it, I think. A fair bribe would do it.
Barbecue?
No, I was going to say 100 quid, but, you know, that would kind of help. It's 24 quid. Yeah, I'm pretty awesome. It's a standing one, too. It's pretty sweet. Seriously.
Nice one. Do you think Sega will start putting animal-based NPCs in their games?
What? You mean, like, you know, the regular, like, animal NPCs? Like...
Oh, other anthropomorphic animals, but just non-playable characters.
Well, then they'd be characters, and then we'd be expanding the Sonic series. And all that.
Did Chronicles have...
Chronicles had people. They didn't have animals, per se.
I gotta say, Auto DJ has chosen Robotnik's Tea Party, and,
that's what JJ
and JJ actually requested it, so we'll actually let you just play.
What?
In honor of my retirement, may I offer you something to eat? Something to eat? I offer you tea and something to eat. Come in, come in, what a pleasant surprise. Come in, my little friend. Come in, come in, I offer you tea. Not full of me, offer you tea. Tea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Hedgehog. Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog. Hedgehog, Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog. You, Sonic. I think I love you, Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. In honor of my love, may I offer you something to eat? Something to eat. I offer you tea and something to eat. Come in, come in. What a pleasant surprise. Come in, my little friend. Come in, come in. I offer you tea. Thoughtful of me. Offer you tea, 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 tea. Fumfa, 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 fumfa. What about my daps and souchong tea? What about all my
pistols?
The hedgehog seems to be enjoying them. The hedgehog seems to be enjoying them. Ah, I'd like to personally see to it that Sonic has fun like the big cupcake. Ha 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 ha. In honor of my cupcake, hedgehog, I offer you something to eat. Something to eat. I offer you tea and something to eat. Come in, come in. What a pleasant surprise. Come in, my little friend. Come in, come in. I offer you tea. How thoughtful of me. Offer you tea, 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 tea. Can I offer you something to eat? Can I offer you 12,000 feet? Can I offer you love? Can I offer you devotion? Can I offer you tea? Can I offer you this one? Can I offer you an all-expenses-paid adventure holiday? For the hedgehog to have fun! For the hedgehog to have fun! For the hedgehog to have fun! I'd like to arrange one!
Nothing!
No, it's not perilous! The old Robotnik would have made it perilous, but now Robotnik would not make it perilous!
I don't think so!
Why?
Peace! Ha!
And then it's going into Funny Man.
Funny Man's Christmas.
I love that song so much.
Yeah, JJ now loves the auto DJ.
Of all songs, I actually do really love it. I don't know why, but when I heard it that night that it came out, man, it was chick.
Echo's now just come back very, very quickly.
What? I started dinner!
I'm about to say! Why?
I haven't even been talking to
you. You either is very, very slow or just interrupt before I actually get to explaining things. Mark has got a card again. What do you think is the most overused song that appears in the Rex Factor contests?
Believe in myself,
was it?
Yeah. Even I've
although
done that,
although, although everyone although everyone sort of backed off from that this time.
No, yeah. Well, you encourage people to do their own.
Mm.
So that's cool.
Well, people chose other ones as well. I don't know. Perhaps I'll pick everyone's song this time. What do you think is the most underrated Sonic game?
Most of them weren't really underrated, although I think Unleashed was kind of not as well received as it could.
I think people were so determined to hate the werehog, they didn't actually look at it in the context of the overall game.
And I'm comparing this, I prefer the Xbox. The Wii version's okay, but obviously it's made for the Wii.
In terms of underrated, I don't know. In a way, I'm tempted to say Heroes.
That's actually my first call.
Because Heroes was just like, it was like one of the big criticisms of Adventure was like, oh, it's not really as traditional Sonic-y level-y's look and feel, and it wasn't as, you know, as cartoony as before. And then Heroes was just like everything from that, like, on a plate for everyone. And then everyone just went, I don't like this. Why have you changed it? It's like, because you don't want it to change! Unpleasable fanbase is
slightly
contented, but not content enough not to complain. What do you think?
Well, I said
Warcraft. You sort of agree with me.
That was my first point.
Well, it was a good game. I don't know about under. I wasn't really.
One of the biggest selling Sonic games.
Yes, it did hit whatever platinum selling, whatever it was.
That's still one of Sega's biggest selling titles. Well, stop if I remember right there.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, what?
Some people.
They're not here. Go away. Did you know, despite the fact that we forget to say it sometimes, we do appreciate everything you've done for the fan base? Says Margot's Gurkha.
We didn't know that.
We didn't know.
Trust me, we didn't.
It's amazing how many people have actually sort of suddenly gone, oh!
Oh God!
Oh God! No, don't
we
go!
Love you.
We're sorry!
Too late. Too late.
Too late, you've had it. I can't stand no more.
You lose!
Yes. Community. You lose! Some other community. You've won! Darko Nantes, if you were to have 5 wishes, what would they be?
A very positive bank balance for everyone.
I have a lot of wishes, but I will keep them to myself because they will start breaking people's minds after.
You want a huggable shadow?
No.
She's got a huggable shadow.
I have a huggable lots of things. I do have
actually, incidentally, if you know the I'm sure you know now about Ruby Eclipse and the desk prank and the freeze to forever with the burn thing. The giant shadow plush was actually supposed to be mine.
Oh,
Aaron was gonna send that over for us.
Remind him. Did he give it away?
And it got, it was either given away or it was put in the burn box. So it was.
Remind him with a.
It was supposed to be sent over as a sort of bit of a fun thing for me, really.
They wouldn't even do the shadow game.
If I'd known about that Shadow GameCube, it would have been mine. Dark Onion also has answered the question, though Dark Onion is apparently a member of the Gestapo now.
Answer the question!
You will answer! Why are you here? Why do you not have papers?
Well, the Avatar insists that eating is heavy.
Where is the painting of the Fallen of Madonna, the big boobies by Van Clonk? And that's it, that's all the questions. We've done the questions again. Hooray! Unless Blue Fox has done the question. There's no more questions on your laptop over there.
That was it.
Oh wow. Well, we've kind of reached the end. We've reached the end of our little trip, I guess, through things like, you know, music and chat and stuff. So I guess that's the end of the show.
Awesome.
That was our week.
It'll only get more.
I hope your week is awesome and all that jazz. We've got Digi Rap from Digimon the movie, rather. Yeah.
There is a Pokemon rap if you really
want it. Yeah, there is a Poke rap.
No, I've got the disc. I gave it. I burned it onto your iTunes if you really want that.
Burn it.
Well, what is it? There you go.
We're going to have the Digi rap followed by the Poke rap.
Followed by
the.
It won't go on.
It won't.
It refuses to go on.
Oh, because it can't find it. Oh, dear. I have it on mine, but oh well. I know.
Oh, shame.
Oh, well.
To be a master.
Yeah.
To be a master.
Why do I have it on mine, but it just hates you now? Well, don't do that, because I've got like a buttload. Or did you find it?
Yeah, I looked up outside of iTunes. There we go.
That took 2 seconds.
So we're going to have the Digi rap followed by the Poke rap followed by the Yu-Gi-Oh rap followed by
isn't a Yu-Gi-Oh rap. God, what's
followed
wrong
by
with
the Bleach you? Rap followed by something else.
The Sonic X rap.
The Sonic X rap.
What now?
Sonic Underground.
Now, if somebody rapped that, that would probably be interesting.
A T.O.P. That's the closest you're going to get at rapping. So we've got those. Enjoy your Pocket Monster Mash.
Woot.
Coming up next, you have the wonderful Fast Feet. And I think the Radio Sega crew, actually, on Radio Sega.
Yar,
verily. For a Fast Feet Foam
Indeed.
Mix. Until next week, because undoubtedly we'll be here next week in one form or another. I've been Archange UK.
I've been BlinkDrinker.
And I've been Echohawk.
And we will be seeing you soon. As they launch into some sort of tickle competition.
Just an oh my god, one time.
I wasn't going to say it, I was just going to let it slide.
Shut up.
I've been Archange UK.
I'm Link doing it.
Screw you guys.
There we go.
And we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Alright. Ready to go? I'm ready. Let's go. The Digi Evolution is up and running. Did you see? Did you hear? Did you know it was coming? Our Digi Destiny starts today. Let me hear you say. Digimon, Digimon, Monsters, Digimon, Gala, Champions. Digimon, Digimon, Monsters, Digimon, Gala, Champions. With Digi Will and Digi Vice in hand, and the Digi Dynamic Force in Digiland. When the Digi Past, Digi Present collide. Digimon, 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 Digimon
To be the best there ever was. To beat all the rest. Yeah, that's my cause.
Electro, Diglett, Nidoran, Mankey, Venusaur, Rattata, Firo, Pidgey, Sea King, Jolteon, Dragonite, Gastly, Ponyta, Vaporeon, Poliwrath, Butterfree.
Catch 'em, catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon.
I'll search across the land, look far and wide. Release from my hand the power that's inside.
Venomoth, Poliwag, Nidorino, Golduck, Ivysaur, Grimer, Victory Bell, Voltrace, Nidoking, Farfetch, Abra, Jigglypuff, Kingler, Rhyhorn, Clefable, Wigglytuff.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon.
If you know the words, guys, if you know the words, feel free to sing along.
Magneton, Snorlax, Gengar, Tingle, Goldeen, Spearow, Weezing, Seal, Gyarados, Slowbro.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all.
And then feel sad for yourself.
Kabuto, Persian, Paris, Horsey, Raticate, Magnemite, Kadabra, Weeping Bell, Ditto, Cloyster, Caterpie, Sandshrew, Bulbasaur, Charmander, Golem, Pikachu.
At least 150 are born to see. To be a Pokemon master is my destiny.
Alakazam, Dodo, a Venonat, Machoke, Kangaskhan, Hypno, Electabuzz, Flareon, Blastoise, Poliwhirl, Oddish, Drowsy, Raichu, Nidoqueen, Bellsprout, Starmie.
Woo! We're at the halfway point. Doing great so far.
We? What's all this we stuff? I'm doing all the hard work.
Break time's over. Here we go.
Metapod, Marowak, Kakuna, Clefairy, Dodrio, Seedra, Fireplume, Granny, Sickertongue, Tauros, Weedle, Nidoran, Machop, Shellder, Porygon, Hitmonchan.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all.
Yeah.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all.
Yeah. Articuno, Jinx, Nidorina, Beedrill, Haunter, Squirtle, Chansey,
Pokemon,
Parasect, Execute, Muck, Dugong, Johto, Lapras, Vulpix, Rhydon.
At least 150 are born to see. To be a Pokemon monster is my destiny.
Charizard, Machamp, Pinsir, Caulfing, Dugtrio, Golbat, Staryu, Magikarp, Ninetales, Ekans, Omastar, Scyther, Tentacool, Dragonair, Magmar.
Whoa, catch your breath, man. Shake out those lips.
It's downhill from here. Just 24 more to go.
Now it gets tricky, so listen real good.
Sandslash, Hitmonlee, Psyduck, Arcanine, Eevee, Zekator, Kabutop, Septon, Dratini, Growlithe, Mr. Mime, Cubone, Graveler, Voltorb, Gloom.
We're almost home!
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all! Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon! Hey!
Charmeleon! War Turtle! Mewtwo, Tentacruel, Arrow!